This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Boring!
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
What a great show. Real people with real problems.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly and Lori Baranski.
Hi, and welcome to another Patriots Ross Report podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's another Friday right here at Gillette Stadium on September 28th. We have Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and Tom Casale giving you all the updates on the roster, including the injury report, as they head into Cincinnati.
Thanks, Lori. Back here for another quiet week roster report. Patriots Football Weekly boys here to give you all the information going on this week. A lot of practice squad moves, or a trio of them. Gamara Williams, defensive back, gone from the practice squad. Antoine Spahn, defensive back on the practice squad. And Zach West has been added to the practice squad. These are all guys, whether they're leaving or coming, they've all been here before. The Ray Ventrone types that come through the system that perform roles in the practice squad. Not a lot to really go into there.
And the tight end, Raider.
Jason Raider was placed,
that's right, on
reserve injured practice squad.
Yeah. So some ins and outs, and let's be honest, they're not all that relevant there. Preparing the team. You know, those guys, they work hard, and they get the black practice jersey for practice player of the week.
Which Ray Ventrone has already been
Ray
able
Ventrone
to.
Ray Ventrone slides right into that in his role. Matt Gutierrez, one of the actual roster guys, got one. But those guys, you know, they are what they are. Now, the bigger issue this week, I think, is
a growing roster,
ever-growing injury report. We'll start with Wednesday's injury report. Limited participation, all these players. Roosevelt Colvin, ankle. Randall Gay, thigh. Lawrence Maroney, groin. Stephen Neal, shoulder. Dante Stallworth, knee. Kelly Washington, hamstring. Vince Wilfork, shoulder. Eugene Wilson, ankle. Billy Yates, shoulder. And, of course, Tom Brady, full participation, but right shoulder. They updated the injury report on Thursday. Tom Brady was downgraded, I guess, so to speak, to limited participation with the right shoulder issue. And Mike Wright was put back on the injury report with the knee injury. He's been on it, I think, the previous 3 weeks or the early part of the season. But then all the other guys remain in the limited participation grouping. I guess one of the guys that's most interesting would be Lawrence Maroney with a groin injury. You know, we talked about coming into the season, can he shoulder the load? He had three injuries last year. Well, now we're in week four. He's on the injury report, sort of been scarce in the locker room. If he can't go, what do you think that says for him, not only this week, but moving forward?
It's a tough injury, that groin, especially for a running back, you know, cutting and planning. So hopefully it's just a minor thing. And I think the best thing moving forward would be to give him as much time as he needs to get better, because that's not something you want later in the year coming back. But for this week, I think Sammy Morris will be fine running against that, you know, putrid Cincinnati Bengal rush defense.
Don't you think the unfortunate thing is it's been so convenient the way they've been able to balance Maroney Morris? Now, if Maroney can't go, it's Morris, Heath Evans, Falk, whatever it is, it's not going to work out quite as
But I think
in
coming weeks, though, if Morris has to take all of the carries, you know, maybe against some of the better teams with better defenses, it kind of catches up with you. But for the short term, I think you'll be all right if Maroney can get back in, you know, back in action.
Yeah, and we certainly talked about it enough in the offseason on a hypothetical basis of whether or not you felt comfortable with Sammy Morris in a lead back role. Now, I think he has performed as a backup better than any of us expected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been more of a 1-1A rather than a starter and a backup. It's been very similar to last year in my mind. So I agree with Tom. I think that Morris can handle the load if he would have to, you know, maybe a 2 or 3 week basis. I wouldn't be very excited if it was something that was going to keep Maroney out of the rest of the season. But, you know, a groin injury, I think Tom put it right. I mean, hopefully it's not a serious thing. Maybe he can go Monday night. Maybe he can't. But you have to be concerned with leg injuries with running backs, obviously. That's how they make their living. So it's something to definitely keep an eye on. We'll see what happens with the injury report, if there's any updates with that as we travel to Cincinnati, if he is making the trip or not.
Along similar lines, Randall Gay on the injury report. And he's a guy that the one question has always been, can he stay on the field? You know, he's been in the nickel role. Asante Samuel now back as your starting corner opposite Hobbs. But you start to, anytime you see Gay associated with injury, you know, you start to wonder, can he make it through a season?
Yeah, and it's you've always said, Andy, you know,
He's a small guy.
Yeah, he's the small guy. He's that, and he really is. He's a thin guy, and
he's those guys you can see like his collarbone sticking out, and the bones of his shoulder,
and it's true. So he's one of those guys. I think it's going to be tough. That's why I think it would be hard for him to be a 16-game starter throughout the year, because you can't count on him. So hopefully this is just a bump in the road.
Yeah, and he has played well. I mean, we haven't really noticed him in a negative way at all. And he's shown up and made a couple of nice plays. Tackling-wise, been very good, very solid. I think as a nickel guy, you know, with Hobbs and Samuel, I think that's a pretty good trio right there to rely on. So if he is nicked up, that's unfortunate. And obviously for him personally, putting the team aside, heading into a free agent year, it's an important season for him individually, and you'd hate to see him get nicked up as he's, you know, set to become a free agent.
And the last guy I'd say with some importance, Vince Wilfork in the middle of that defense. We've talked about him evolving into one of the top nose tackles in the game. Obviously, some other information with him this week. He was fined $12,500 for the hit on Lossman. But you're already down a Seymour for a few more weeks. And, you know, if Wilfork is banged up to the point where he's limited or can't go, Mike Wright's already on the injury report. Now things are starting to get a little thin on that young, deep defensive line.
And, you know, can we assume that Mike Wright had some sort of recurring problem? Because he was off the injury list.
He was off and back on
last
right.
year, and I don't think he was on it Wednesday, was he?
No, he wasn't.
He went on it before, was off it Wednesday, but he wasn't on it last week.
Right, no, the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, the first couple, yeah. And now all of a sudden he's back on, so that's not a good sign for him. You know, maybe a little of that depth that has served them so well. Seymour's still a couple of weeks away from even being eligible to return, so something to keep an eye on. You know, Wilfork, not really sure. He was available. You know, he talked at length about his fine this week in the locker room. So generally, and I know it's dangerous to play any of these games, but generally when guys talk and they're available, it means they're okay to play and not getting treatment, obviously. We haven't seen a lot of Maroney in that locker room, so I'm not sure about that. And I don't want to read too much into that. We never really see a whole lot of Randall Gay in the locker room, so I wouldn't necessarily put him in that category. But Wilfork is a guy that's he's a pretty important part of that defense.
So, another quiet week here in terms of moves for the roster report. Just to recap, Gamara Williams out from the practice squad. Antoine Spahn in, Zach West in. And next week, we'll be back with a roster report that could include the addition of Rodney Harrison to the roster as he gets past his 4-game NFL suspension. But that's for next week. Put the wraps on today. Back to Lori.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for a brand new roster report podcast. For any more information, check patriots.com. Thanks for listening, and go Pats.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. Yeah!